Welcome to Woman to Woman, brought to you every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. on 93.1 WZAK. Here's your host, Kim Sellers.
This is a special edition of Woman to Woman, remembering the life and the legacy of Whitney Houston. She was our little darling. She was our diva. She was the one with that dynamic voice. Whitney Houston was indeed an icon.
I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally. Well, as far as I can see, you will.
Born August 9th of 1963 in Newark, New Jersey, to John and Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston almost seemed destined from birth to become a famous singer. Her mother, Sissy, cousin Dionne Warwick, and her godmother, Aretha Franklin, all are legendary figures in America. Of course, they embraced us with their gospel and their soul music. Her mother was the choir director, of course, raising her in New Hope Baptist Church. Even at a very young age, she was destined for greatness and always knew that she loved the Lord.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
By the time she was 15 years old, Whitney Houston was performing all over the country, along with her mother, Sissy Houston. Then, of course, not only was she singing, but she was discovered as a beauty herself. She was discovered by a photographer who was awed by her natural beauty. She was the first African-American woman to appear on the cover of 17 magazine. But music remained her true love. Evangelist and R&B singer Regina Bell remembers Whitney Houston.
Whitney, for me, she once told me we were at the Essence Awards. She loved my version of If I Could. And I remember thinking, wow, that's like the hugest compliment. I believe she, in the last 25 years, I don't know of a better singer ever. In terms of Whitney Houston, she is somebody who does it all. She encompasses everything. She can do pop. She can do R&B. She can do gospel. When you listen to the songs with Wyclef, you know, you talk about having even a little reggae beat. She even made that work. So she encompasses so much. She encompasses music, the essence of what music really is. When you listen to her tone, you have great power and then come back and break it down and sing to you so softly and just make you cry. And to me, that's the greatness in music. I came out in a time where you could be yourself and it worked. You know, we had, I believe myself and she like Mickey Howard and Cheryl Bessie Riley. We had tone in common. That was a big thing for us. But we thought Whitney really encompassed the essence of what that really meant. And what that simply means is it's great to be able to do riffs and to be able to hit the scale and go through the whole scale in a song. But then to stand flat-footed and just kill a song, like, for instance, what they keep playing, the Star Spangled Banner, and actually now become so popular that becomes in the top 20 of the Billboard charts. Now, that to me is a dynamic feat. And she allowed us through the greatness of who she was. That's what I will miss the most, just the beauty and tone, just to be able to flat-footed stand still and sing a song and kill a house. You know, I'm going to miss that because there are not many artists who could do that. No tricks, no fireworks. The power just simply in the voice.
This is for the lovers holding hands in the car. This is for the lovers, no matter where you are. This is for you.
It's for you. It's for you. It's for you.
This is for you.
It's for you. It's for you.
Baby. This is for the lovers just getting on their feet. This is for the lovers about 20 years deep. This is for you.
It's for you. It's for you. It's for you.
This is for you.
It's for you. It's for you.
Oh. Thing when it's shared between two, the most beautiful thing about it, that is so much more than you. There ain't nothing in the world like
being with your lover.
Nothing in the world like
seeing one another.
Happy with the one you need the most. Yeah, I know somebody. Somebody's out of town and they're calling home tonight. Let me tell you what they're singing right now. They're saying
it ain't hard to tell when it's something real. You can have the world, all you want is them.
Even when you're in a crowd and you're spotted from a mile, and that's when you know love is worth it.
When it's going wrong and you never give up, when you're on the phone, you never hang up.
Always make you smile, and that's when you know love is worth it.
about it. Some people give it, some people take it, some people try to, but they can't fake it. That's why when it's official, you just can't walk away. And you can trust me when I say, I know somebody's gonna make love to this song tonight.
Tonight, tonight.
I know somebody's out of town and they're calling home tonight. Let me tell you what they're saying right now. They're saying,
singer Monica remembers Whitney Houston standing up and singing on the spot with her.
That was something she often did. She always liked for me to come sing because she told me, she said, I never met anybody that I saw myself in. And the fact that I was signed and discovered singing The Greatest Love of All, you know, it's just been a rough week overall, but I recognize that she and I both, outside of music, had a lot in common, and our love for God and our belief in Christ was one of those things, mm-hmm. and it's just kept me strong and kept me fighting for what it is she loved, and that is family first,
yep.
music and the rest is second. You know, she was a jokester. I don't know if people really understood the fact that she was hilarious, but the other day, she came in and she heard mine and Brand's song, and she walks up to me and she goes, you killing that run at the end. You know, she just kept saying it. She was like, and you know, I know you stole it from me, right? She's like, you're killing that run you stole from me. And I'm like, I didn't steal it, I borrowed it. And she just thought that was funny because every night in my shows, I do a segment for her, always have.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something she enjoyed, was watching the YouTubes, watching me kind of emulate her. You know, it hasn't always been easy for me, but I think that I pushed through because so many people have loved and uplifted and supported me, and she was at the top of that list. Allow my love to lead me. That was something she used to always say, you know, be okay with who I was. And yeah. and there's a lot of heartbroken people, but we just should keep her daughter in our prayers and be thankful that God allowed us to have the time that we did have with her.
Singer Brandy remembers the last time she spoke with Whitney Houston, and what a surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise. It was great to see her.
So you spoke with Bobby Christina recently?
Yes, I have. I was with Bobby Christina the other night, and yep. It's just so unfortunate, you know. Yeah. I just, Whitney meant everything to me. Everything. She's the reason why I sing. It's just this, it's crazy. It's so crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I just want to make her proud, and you know, every step I make, I'm gonna just, you know, do my best to make her proud.
So I learned to depend on me.
WZAK listeners, remember Whitney Houston.
I just wanted to share my Whitney memory. In 2019,
27, so I remember hearing, and I'm the youngest of three kids, and I remember hearing Whitney from my brother and my sister. So I remember sharing a room with my sister and dancing to I Want to Dance with Somebody. What I remember vividly was watching the Super Bowl, seeing Whitney sing the national anthem. And I knew from that point on that I wanted to sing for the rest of my life. And she was such a profound influence. What I loved about her was she didn't come out all glamorous or anything like that. She just came out in a jumpsuit and a headband and stood there flat-footed and just sang songs. And I knew it's like if she could do it, she inspired me to sing. I just remember her being no matter what, she was always prepared. She never refused singing for anybody. She always was just kind.
Singer Kelly Price reminisces about Whitney Houston's last days.
It's been about 2 years since I've seen her, not quite 2 years maybe, and we hugged and we talked and we caught up, and I had a show to do, so we kind of trained it on up to the stage. She didn't want to sit in the audience. She didn't even want to sit in a private, it was a whole private VIP section where she could have gone and been away from everybody else. She came to the stage with me, and she stood there at the side of the stage for over 3 hours. She cheered every singer that hit the stage. She sang along. She danced when the DJ striked it up. Like it was, she drank champagne. She toasted, you know, my nominations. She was one of the very few people who genuinely wanted to see me do well and pushed, because there's not a lot of that in the business. She would push me to go past myself. And in that moment, she came out of the corner and came up the stairs and came to me and gave me a big hug. She told me she loved me, and she told me, give me the microphone. Whitney Houston says, give me the microphone. You have the mic. That's what I did. I gave her the microphone, and she looked at me, and she started singing Yes, Jesus Loves Me, which I did a good job about holding it together. Not that good of a job, because that moment was so much bigger than just a performance, and little did I know it would become one of the greatest moments in terms of my interactions with her in my entire life.
Should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
WZAK listeners, remember, I want Whitney.
I want to share with you my first memory of Whitney Houston. I was 10 years old, and I was in Florida with my parents. I remember it was May. The DJ had the radio on, of course. And then the DJ said, we have the brand new tune from Whitney Houston. It's the first single from her new record. And it was, you know, it was her second album. And they put on I Want to Dance with Somebody. And I remember it was me, my sister, my mom, and my dad, and the volume went up, and the windows went down, and we heard that song for the very first time. And I'll tell you what, I have been a fan of Whitney Houston since, because, like I said, my mom introduced me to this kind of music. Because of her, I know Jeffrey Osborne and Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross, and they were all my favorites. And I remember hearing that voice. And, you know, I'd heard it before because my mother had told me about these concerts she went to. She saw this woman open for Jeffrey Osborne, and she stole the show at the Front Row Theater, you know, spinning around on that round stage. And I'm going to tell you, Kim, I love your show. I've listened to you for a long, long time. And I'm a white boy, all right, from the suburbs. But her music has touched me, and that's my first memory. And I just want you to know that thank you for playing her music, and thank you for your show. And God bless you, woman. I love the music you play, and I love Whitney, and I will always love her.
Pastor Marvin Winans from the legendary Winans family has a lesson for all of us. And he sums it up best.
People need to learn how to say, I love you and I miss you. Last week, Whitney was alive. I was here preaching. There were no cameras. No one was calling me. But since her death, you know, we're fighting off news agencies simply because they don't understand that we lost a sister. This is not a break or an opportunity. We are really hurting and seriously grieving. And it amazes me the insensitivity of the media when it comes to things like this. It's someone that was there and now you can no longer speak to them. And maybe you didn't tell them that you loved them. Maybe you, if you had known, you would have did some things differently. And so there's a lot of questions, a lot of things that go through the minds. Why wasn't I there? Why didn't I help? What if I had picked up the phone? What if I went and got her? And you have to reconcile all of that within yourself, and you miss that person so greatly. I don't think knowing Sissy and the Houston family, I don't think it was a matter of public or private as it was, this is my daughter, this is my sister, this is my mother, this is my friend, and we want to do this with dignity. We don't want to have a parade. We loved her when she was Nippy in New Jersey. The world loves her because of her voice. But if Nippy could not sing, the Houston family would love her. And I knew that Mama Houston would do it the way she wanted it done, which we're going to church, and we're not going to be worried about if the world can get in. We're going to lay our daughter to rest in the confines and the tradition of what we do. God answers prayers, and prayer changes things, people, and circumstances.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family, and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no.
This has been a special edition of Woman to Woman as we say farewell to Whitney Houston. She may be gone, but never, ever forgotten. This has been Kim Sellers.
But each time I try, I just break down.